Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, it was a day without rain, even though we only saw the sun for like a half an hour.
Uh-huh.
If I get one more cloudy day, I'm going to lose my mind.
Oh, God bless you all up there. We're down here in sunny Florida, and it's 82 and low humidity, so we're loving it.
Excellent. I'm very happy for you. But what can I tell you? I chose to live in the mountains, and I had to give away the sea because of the hurricanes, and I'm not going to apologize.
That you never will.
No, I never will. That was it. I was done. But I do love coming to visit.
Absolutely. We can't wait.
Of course, before and after hurricane season, not during hurricane season. No, no, I don't visit then.
No, mm-hmm. Not a good thing.
Well, I'm glad we got the moon into Leo. And I actually decided to take a little nap, you know, when it was void of course. I said, you know what, I think I'm just going to like take a little nap. It's Sunday, and I've been busy doing all kinds of things, you know, putting up the Christmas decorations and looking at some new recipes, because my grandson's living with me now, and he likes to cook. I like to cook. We're cooking in the kitchen together. We're having a blast here. So he was doing some of that stuff. How about you? How was your day?
Oh, moving along. Just, you know how life is busy now, you know, work, then... But I did put up some Christmas lights tonight or earlier. So I do have some of my Christmas lights outside up. Not all, but some. Got that far.
Right.
I did the palm tree is what I did.
Nice. Well, because of my four kitties and Ragdoll is somewhat rambunctious, I have three little trees put up with all unbreakable little things on them. And they run on batteries. They're not even plug-ins. So if they go down, there's not going to be a fire in the house, and nobody's going to get hurt.
That's a good thing.
But that's how I do it anymore. But it's cute because I have like one in the kitchen where the dining room table is. Then I have one in the kiddie play area by the window. And then I have one in the living room where people sit and chat. So I have like three little trees is what I got.
How cute.
Yeah, and it was fun. Of course, they're watching and stuff. And I threw them a couple of balls to play with on the floor, too, you know, because they wanted to be part of the celebration, and all that's good. But there's not an awful lot going on in the heavens tonight, but I think that this Mars retrograde Gemini thing, sometimes, like, we're in one place and we should be another place, and, you know, there's people that are going to be present and people that can't be present. Of course, that's been going on for several years, even more so because of the whole COVID thing, but most of those restrictions are not as they were. But still, you know, sometimes it's hard to get everybody together anymore because everybody's so darn busy.
Life has a way of doing that sometimes, and we all need to.
Yeah,
you know, now that we have both Mercury and Venus and Capricorn, and they're still conjunct as far as I'm concerned, it gives that foundation. It gives that thought process of looking at what is important, you know, what is the most important thing to do now. And it really does. I happen to like that aspect because it does share with family and with friends a little bit more, stronger of communication. And I love that about the two of them dancing with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Capricorn and I are not friends necessarily, but being Capricorn, though, I think that a lot of people are paying more attention to the responsibilities of relationship. You know, like if someone is homebound or they can't be there, they're going to make the phone call. They're going to send the card with something nice inside. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the thing I like about this close to Christmas, two of them kissing each other, because even if they don't call today, they'll say, oh, well, I know they're usually, you know, pick up the phone at like 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. This kind of thing I think is going to go on, which I like. And that's the thing I do like about it, because there are a lot of people that just can't necessarily be where they'd like to be over the holidays. It's nice to just check in with them however you can, whether you do it electronically, whether you give them a phone call, whether you send them a text, it doesn't matter. It's just about, again, saying, hey, Merry Christmas, you know, Happy Holidays, whatever you say. So I just think that that's the way it's going to be with the Capricorn energies in place, and I like it a lot.
It is. I think people will stick, you know, feel a little bit more at home and a little bit more comfortable with their traditions, too. So I know. I hear you. I have Saturn and a T-square and Capricorn, so you're preaching to the choir as far as how much I like Capricorn.
Already then. Yeah. But anyway, I think most people are trying to look forward to the holidays. They're still trying to keep that holiday head, even though everybody seems to be running in so many directions. Everybody I talk to, I mean, playing phone tag and all this stuff and trying to set appointments and everything, so much going on. But it's that time of year. And I love already driving through Roanoke here because so many people have up beautiful decorations and stuff. And I don't know, it just fills me with an inner cheer. And that's what I like about it.
It is, but this Mars retrograde is a tough one, you know, and that's the reason why everybody's going in two different directions all the time. And it is about navigating, well, I can do this now and I can do this later and I can do this now and I can do this later, you know, and balancing that retrograde out by not just always going forward, by being flexible.
Exactly. Plan A, plan B. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, and again, and it can change on a dime. Yeah. So I'm just trying to be as flexible as I can. You know, I'm pretty good at that, you know, because there's always something for me to do. If something gets canceled or doesn't work out, whatever, I got other things I can do. I mean, you know me, I'm busy every minute. But like I said, it's good because, but at least people are letting me know, though. People say, what's going on? Is Mercury retrograde? I said, no. But Mars is retrograde in Gemini, which is ruled by Mercury. So it's like a Mercury retrograde on steroids, okay? And so that's why you're experiencing this, and everybody else is too. So calm down, listen twice, speak carefully, re-explain if necessary, and try to delay any major decisions. If in doubt, don't right now. Wait until it goes direct on the 13th of January. That's at least, it's still going to be in Gemini, and it's still going to be technically in its shadow, so to speak, but it's going to be a lot better because Mars is a trigger planet, okay? So I think after mid-January, some of this is going to calm down a little bit, and people are going to be able to really get focused on the year ahead, 2023, and I think that that's going to make the shift at that point. And I'm counting on that.
Oh, I am too. You know, Uranus goes retrograde on the 18th. Mercury goes direct on the 12th. Hello, people. So keep an eye out for this Mercury retrograde that's starting on the 29th. I'm just saying that, you know, this is going to be a heavy one because it is going to be in Capricorn. And it is about rethinking your foundational thoughts. What's important to you? What's not? You're going to see a lot of different things moving, and that Mars in Gemini is going to make that also occur. And with that retrograde, it's a good time to see what you need to clear up in your life and let go of. You need to see for yourself as positive and moving forward. And keep doing that, even though it's going to be a little wild and crazy.
Oh, yeah. I want to be happy to see Jupiter go into Aries. I can't wait for that day.
Yay, it's coming. So it's soon. So, and you know, that in this time period, we need that innocent energy. We need that instant, you know, expansion and growth. Oh, we can see it now. We can, you know, again, that fire and that charge, we really need a little bit more of that right now in the atmosphere. So I think a lot of people are going to feel that, and I think they're going to lighten up and be a lot better once it does.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, we got a bunch of callers. You better take them and see what they need from us. What do you think?
Okay.
Area code 646, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. This is Priscilla calling from New York.
Hi, Priscilla.
Hello,
how
Priscilla.
Are you?
I'm doing well. How is everybody?
Doing well.
Hanging in there.
I know. Like us all. So I would love some clarity on two areas. One is work, and the other is about home. I think I mentioned to you a while back, I was thinking of moving, and I'm just wondering, I'm looking at homes, and I'm wondering when you see anything happening in that area, and in work, I will talk about that. There was a proposal that I submitted where I'm volunteering, and that was on November 1st, and November 2nd, I got a response back saying, no, you can't do it. And I'm just wondering whether that will come around, whether I'll get the opportunity or not.
Priscilla, are you September 6th?
I am. Mm-hmm.
And where do you live now?
I'm in New York City.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, sure.
You know, about this move, what I am going to say is patience. I don't think the right timing is here yet, as far as that's concerned. Saturn is, it just went direct, first of all, and it sits in your natal fourth house of your home, okay, which means that there's a certain amount of temperance, because this is going to be a foundational shift. It's just not going to be moving down the street or next door. And changing your view, you're definitely going to move for a long-term effect. So it is about making the right choice about the right move. So what I am saying about the move is be patient. The South Node is pounding on your Mars, so you're seeing all these old issues from the past is what I'm going to say. And I understand you really want to go and let's transform and change this. But I say, look at what's going on. Look at what is really crucially important to you. And I think February you'll find the answers. And that's when I think you'll really see when you're going to move and what's going to happen with that. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree for different reasons. She's looking at your natal chart in India. I am looking at where you live now. And I am so going to agree with her, okay? Because we look at different pictures, but our bottom line is always the same. That's why we love working together, okay? And your chart in New York, your part of fortune is at 23 degrees of Aquarius in the ninth house of distant relocation. And Saturn, just going direct, as she mentioned, in Aquarius, Saturn moves roughly a degree a month. So you are looking at 3 months for it to sit on your part of fortune, which means when you make this move, it's going to be amazing. It is going to be a reestablishment because that's what Saturn does. And it is going to be a change of lifestyle, okay? The other thing is Uranus is still retrograde in Taurus, which rules all real estate. And again, it's going to be direct at that point. Right now, it's still retrograde, and that's why you are playing the waiting game. However, because it's trining your Virgo sun, Uranus, and Pluto, right now is a spectacular time to do the research. But don't get ahead of yourself. Really examine things in detail. And with Mars retrograde in Gemini, and it is about, it's moving closer and closer to your north node in your 12th house in New York City. So what's happening here is that you are going to end up with two choices, and it's going to be difficult to choose. But that's okay, because you're doing the research now, so that research is going to ultimately serve you. Okay?
Right. I am looking at many homes. And I was wondering, like, if you saw any time frame in terms of, like, me getting an offer on my current place in New York. I like to sell that and then purchase something like in New Jersey, probably.
Okay. Now, if you're only moving to New Jersey, I consider that a local move. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
But I,
so it's, it is
but
local.
I think that what you are looking, though, is at a big change in lifestyle. Okay?
That's
I think you're going
true.
There in the hopes of finding your tribe, right?
That and to be very practical, more space. Yes, it's a combination. I do know more people there than I do here.
Yeah.
But it's more a practical issue, living in New York City in an apartment versus a home.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because, see, in your New York chart, your three Virgo planets are in the fourth house of home and security. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not feeling it where you are, you can have a lot of anxiety, especially with this Mars energy right now, okay, because
mm-hmm.
it's been squaring all your Virgo stuff, and that's why you're saying to yourself, well, I could do this or that. I could do this or that. And this is the time, again, take notes, save things on the Internet you're looking at. Really do the due diligence of research because it's going to pay off, and I think, and I so agree with Jacqueline, you're looking at about a 90-day window, okay? So take this time to fine-tune it. Okay,
uh-huh.
And I think you're going to end up feeling like you're the luckiest girl on the planet.
Oh, okay. So 90 days, it could happen. I can get the offer on my place here and buy something there within that
mm-hmm.
window.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, once
okay.
Uranus goes
okay.
direct, when you put uh-huh. that house on the market, it's probably going to go like a hotcake. So you have
I already
to have
did.
The plan
already,
of where you're
put,
going to first.
I actually just put my place on the market a couple of weeks ago. Here, where I'm
right,
living.
Right, but you did it during a Mars retrograde, okay?
Uh-huh.
You did it during a Mars retrograde, so that's there could end up being a bidding war on it, too, because of that, okay?
Oh, I hope so.
uh-huh. And the other thing is...
I listed it on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, all right.
24th.
But I don't think that's a bad
uh-huh.
thing, but that's
uh-huh.
why it's important for you to have a plan A and a plan B of where you'll go to when the uh-huh. offer is received. So
mm-hmm.
even if you move
mm-hmm.
before February, chances are it's not going to be February until you really still feel like you're at home, okay?
Got it.
So I'm seeing it similarly as Jacqueline is as well. All right, but we have to go to the
okay.
next caller, okay? And we're so glad
oh.
you called in. And keep us
okay.
posted as you progress through this because we'll help you, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay. I'll
welcome.
Call back.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Pretty cool. I love the way we work together, Jacqueline. Thank you so much.
I do, too. It's interesting, you know, because there's so much to astrology. And it's so fascinating about just the different views and how just looking at it differently, it's still going to just show the same thing. It's just going to show it in a little bit different of a perspective. And so it's like all these different facets when you get into relocation and solar returns and all the different types of charts there are to look at. I always find it, and I love that, you know, it's so complementary and that, you know, we refine the art to what we like. So, you know, the same thing is going to be seen whether you look at it one way or you look at it through another way. And so I love
mm-hmm.
that about astrology.
Me too. I like to look at different pictures sometimes if people's life is super complicated. And I know you do the same thing. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Code 267, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays. It's Jessica from Pennsylvania. I could say that now.
Hey,
alrighty,
Jessica.
Then.
Hi, so it's the 716-77 Doylestown, PA.
All You were in New York.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been in PA?
Over a year now. Yippee. That's what
I'm saying. All right. Give me the name of the city.
Doyles Town, all one word. Doyles Town.
Ooh, lovely. Venus is getting ready to go into your first house. You're getting ready to be blessed.
Okay, good. Does this mean career? Because I got a part-time job. I'm starting training this week, but I want the full-time job because I want the full-time money, and I want it to sit off the dominoes of me moving into my long-term home, my forever home here. Because I'm back in a hotel. I moved since we last spoke several weeks ago, but it's still temporary. So I want that full-time job this week. I'm wondering, I've been interviewing a lot.
Good timing of it. I'm going to tell you, good timing of it. Within the next couple weeks.
Can you respell the city for me because I can't find it?
Doyles Town.
Found it. No, mm-hmm. I didn't.
Okay, let me give you another town, all right?
I got it now. It's in Bucks County?
Yes.
Got it. Because there's a couple of them, and I wasn't sure which one.
Okay.
It changes your ascendant, but only by 1 degree. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What you had said.
I just wanted to see it.
Jacqueline, when do you see me getting blessed, and in what areas or area?
Okay. Well, I think, first of all, career, because it's all Capricorn energy and your Capricorn ascendant. Mercury just went, I mean, literally today, went into your first house, okay? In about 6 to 7 days, it's going to be on top of your Arabic part of fortune. I'm saying this is a good week for you or a good 2 weeks for you. I'm going to be conservative with this because I don't look at the, you know, exact minutes, but in that same time here in this week, at the end of this week, Venus is going to go into your first house, okay? So by the end of this week, what's going to happen is that you're going to have the benefactor there as well as the Mercury getting in aspect to this Arabic part of fortune. So I think within the next 2 weeks, what I see here, you should have that job. I can't imagine why it wouldn't happen during that period of time. What do you think, Abigail?
Is it job health related?
No, it's like it's actually housing related. I would do being a leasing consultant for like an apartment buildings. I mean, at least that's like two of the jobs I interviewed.
That sounds great. That sounds great because so your Chiron is in Taurus in your fourth house of home, okay? And the trines and blessing lines that are going to be happening, as Jacqueline pointed out, when Venus and Mercury access your part of fortune. So what you're doing is you're going to provide healthy housing for people because Taurus rules all forms of real estate, whether it's rental, whether you're buying it, whether it's land development. So, again, you're going to be a solution to a lot of people's issues of being where they want to be as far as their own home and security, okay? Now, there are a lot of squares to your Leo planets. So know if you do this, you are going to be kind of like, I want to say, an armchair psychologist with some people. They're going to want to tell you their story.
Okay.
So be prepared
okay.
for that.
Okay. No, that's okay. I actually like that because I want to connect with people. It's interesting that this is the job area that at least it looks like now this is the direction I'm going in. It took me some time to figure out, well, what do I want to do for the meantime, you know? And because I want to be accepting this job and then I get the offer letter, maybe I make some money, then I move into my home too. So you think I could pull this all off in the next, like, 2-3 weeks? I mean, I know it's not, like, guaranteed, but that's my intention,
well,
you know, before the new year.
Well,
I think you're probably going to be looking at more like 6 weeks because
yeah,
of the retrograde
okay.
Mars energy. I think 6 weeks
yeah.
is what I consider to be more pragmatic with this. because Mars is going to be retrograding right onto your Venus before it actually redirects its orbit. So there's going to be two possibilities that are going to come in as far as your home is concerned, okay? And, again, there could be beautiful things you like about each one, but they're probably going to be very different, okay? So my feeling is that you are going to have more than one option. Like right now you're thinking you only want the one thing. I think you're going to find two that are so possible, it might be difficult for you to decide. But because the Gemini planets form beautiful sextiles to your Leo stuff, follow your heart with this. Listen to your heart chakra as you're looking, okay?
Yeah, it sounds like you were saying that for my career too. So maybe two choices for the job and two choices for the house. It's a lot of choices.
Yeah,
because
when Mars turns around, as it moves forward, it is going to go into your sixth house of work and service. And your Jupiter's there in Gemini, okay?
Yep.
Now, Mars does not leave Gemini until the 23rd of March next year. So because of that, you could start off having one job for a particular organization, and you could end up moving to a different position, even in a short period of time, depending on how you impress people with your ability to communicate. Does that make
right,
sense?
Right, I could see that too. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I'm wrapping this up. You guys were with me through the whole journey from me looking for the place, the new house, to all the homelessness jumping around to now this is the conclusion. I feel it. I've been feeling the energy. I'm ready for it, too. So
we're so
do
happy
it.
For you.
I'm so happy, too. I feel really happy. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good holiday,
right.
Guys.
You
okay.
God
bye-bye.
Bless.
God bless
bye-bye.
You.
I love it. All the choices come into play right now. It's crazy.
Isn't that beautiful? I love this. When she, you know, I pulled up the her chart with the Bywell, I was like, oh, this is beautiful. This is what she's been waiting for.
Yes. Yes. Mhm. I love it. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 216, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Aphrodite. This is Patricia
Hi.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey,
hello,
Patricia. How are you?
We're good. We're good. How are you both?
Doing well.
Hanging in there. Fighting a battle on many uh-huh. fronts right now, but I'm in it to win it. How about that?
Yes, yes. Same here. Same here. And hello, Jacqueline. let's see, my date of birth, 7/16/58.
5:30 a.m., Cleveland.
Yes.
All right, my dear, what's your big question for us tonight? What's wound you up that you wanted to give us a call and help you out?
I'm wanting to travel, and I'm considering starting to do this in winter of next year, winter, spring, out of the country. Well, domestic and here in the U.S. and out of the country. And I don't know if you need specific countries, but would that be good for me? And, I mean, I would be staying for probably 2 weeks at a time, maybe 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you be doing this in association with a corporation?
No, just me.
Okay. Okay. Well, right now you've got a beautiful grand trine in water going on, and I like that. Now, Neptune just went direct, like 2 days ago, and it's in Pisces in your ninth house of international travel, but it moves a degree a month. So 2 months from now, it's going to go into your 10th house. So there, to me, because of that, I think it indicates that there needs to be a purpose with the travel. Now, what is your purpose behind the travel for you? Okay.
Purpose is, I want to travel and learn about cultures, possibility of relocating there, of living there.
Okay. Now, have you thought about making a journal? Have you thought about taking pictures? Have you thought of putting something out there about your travels to the public? Because when Neptune goes into your 10th house, that could be an exciting thing for you to share your journey, whether you do it on the internet, whether you do it through Facebook, you know, whatever. I just think that the purpose of this could be that you could open also up other people's eyes to your journey. So there could be a purpose behind this. Not only could people probably even, you know, give you some money for it if you wanted to do it that way, but I think that it would be nice to have you do it that way to somehow bring this to the public. What do you think, Jacqueline? Am I crazy or what?
Oh, you're so not crazy. Because I look at it differently. Aphrodite and I always do. And what I'm looking at this point in time is Saturn, okay? And it is in your 8th house of transformation and change in Aquarius. So it's making you look forward. I so agree with her that this hall has a teaching, growing experience to it, because what's going to happen is Saturn is going to go into that 9th house of travel, okay? This is where it simultaneously is not only for you to learn, but you also to teach. Right now, the sun is dead on your Saturn in Sagittarius. Sagittarius will travel again here. You see how the lessons are here for you. And so what I'm trying to say is about this whole entire thing is I think that it's great, like Aphrodite said, to start looking and going, okay, where do I want to go? What do I resonate to? And doing the research and finding out more information about each area, because I do feel it's going to help you transform and change your lifestyle. And I really think it's all about the due diligence research you do over the next couple months that's going to give you a direction of where you're going.
Yes. Yes, I have been starting to research online and listening and watching to YouTube videos of the various expats, citizens.
I love this. I love this for you. This is so amazing. I love it.
Right, and, you know, and obviously to find out about the countries, the cities in those countries, the politics, you know, is the country calm, you know, or are they in some type of, you know, war, that sort of thing, you know, the infrastructure, how are the women and girls treated, would I, you know, be safe, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I've begun researching a few months ago. And
great.
The cost of staying, you know, because obviously there's Airbnb and, you know, find out. And there's house sitting, but you have to, with the house sitting, you either have to have your own business or service or some type of work or job, because you can stay for free. And, you know, and there's pros and cons with that. And, you know, I think there's volunteer with a work away or work a day or something. You volunteer doing something in exchange for your housing. Of course, there's a hostel. So yes, I have been preparing in that aspect.
Good. I like all of those options that you've been preparing and the way you've been preparing, because again,
absolutely,
here, it's not only about home, it's about work. So the two, it's lifestyle. The two are harmonious together.
Oh, good. I'm encouraged. And then traveling in winter, it's going to be really more affordable as opposed to going in summer where the costs are more and higher.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
well, Patricia, you keep us posted on your progress, okay?
I shall. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
All right, bless you. Happy holidays.
Thank you. And you.
Cool. There's a lot going on in there, all that Saturn energy. Yeah. Nice. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
I think this one's from your neck of the woods, actually. Or was. Area code 772, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
It's Tina. I know exactly who this is by her voice. How are you?
I'm fine, Jacqueline. How are you guys doing? Aphrodite, how's everything going?
Oh, good. How's South Carolina?
South Carolina is not bad. It's Myrtle Beach. It's somewhere in the 50s, and it's raining, and it really doesn't matter because I'm backed up to a little pond one way, and the other way is the beach.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, perfect. Give me your birthday, Tina, because I got a bunch of Tinas on here. Give me your birthday.
Okay. February 3rd, 1965 at 12:12 a.m.
Florida born.
Weird.
Yep, flow bone.
Yep.
Now, how long have you lived
where
you're living?
What?
She's in transit.
How long have you lived there?
No, she's in transit. So
yeah,
where was the last time, where was the last place? I think it was Florida. Where was the last place you spent a full year?
Because you're
probably
still on that
Fort
grid until you're where you're at for 13 months. You have to go through every full and new moon to reset your light body. So you're still resetting your light body. How fun can that be, right?
Yeah, you guys don't have enough time. yeah, no. Yeah, no.
What's
I'm going to be here
tonight.
The big question is somehow I managed to maybe have fallen into a very small but part-time job while I'm going to be here. I started a conversation when I went to go get coffee this morning, and she was talking to me and I was talking to her, and she picked up an application and she handed it to me. And I said, I'm just a full-time camper, so that means I leave. She says, that's okay. It's only part-time. I said, that's perfect. So,
nice.
You know, just something to, you know, keep some of myself busy. But, yeah, just, you know, because this being here in Myrtle Beach is supposed to bring some stuff, as per Jacqueline. But, yeah, I just wanted to see if I could mix this job in with it, since all kinds
mm-hmm.
of stuff is going to happen while I'm here.
And you know what? Because Pluto is sitting on both your Venus and your Mercury in the third house of community, I really like it. You know, Pluto hasn't sat on this star since the Revolutionary War, okay? This is a one-time passage. But it moves so slow, it's going to be all over you for probably about a little bit, I want to say a year and a half. But the energy here is good. And I really kind of like it for you because, again, this happened in such a way that it was kind of a natural passage. I think it was kind of like a natural answer to your prayers, actually, is how it kind of feels to me psychically. And you are better when you're busy. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Boredom's like your worst enemy.
Yes, it is. It really is. And I'm tired of being bored. And since I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach here until April 1st, I didn't see why, you know, getting a small part-time job, and it's not something I'm going to make a career out of. You know, this is just a, I guess what you would call a hit it and quit it, because that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. But since everything, like I said, since everything is supposed to go down here, I figured I might be able to stir that up. Considering it's a coffee shop, get it, stir it up. Ah, ha, ha, that's so stupid.
You're so funny. I like it. That's great. That's great. Because I think I can't wait to see you let your personality out to play more. This is going to be a great opportunity for you.
Yes,
yeah, because I've been...
So.
Say that again?
I I do want to say this. That's what we've been trying to pry open with you. Lighten up. Because what's going to happen here, and Aphrodite was talking about that, is because everything's going through your third house of community. Mercury just went in there, so I'm not surprised you would get a job offer because it's in Capricorn. Yeah. Venus is getting ready to, in the next within the next week, go into that third house of community. Everybody's going to love you. So a little part-time gig is beautiful for you. It gets you out and about. You get to know the locals. You get to know the community. I love this all the way around.
Okay.
Like
I said, I don't want to make
you feel like
that.
Some people are going to want to know why you're not working. You're going to be working part-time. I think people are going to come in and be looking for you. It's going to be so nice for you to know that you are appreciated by those you serve. You're going to love that. You're going to love that.
Okay. Yeah, because while I've been camping, I know obviously, you know, I've been by myself. I mean, I have my cats to talk to, and there are other campers, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's not a, it's not like a long-term thing, and this isn't going to be a long-term thing either. Like I said, it's just a seasonal, it's short time, and no career or anything. But yeah, I figured while I was here, and yeah, I didn't think the universe was listening, but it just passed through my head. Yeah, it would be cool to get a part-time job while I go, you know, while I'm there. So that it was a passing thought, and I didn't think anybody would be listening.
Well, I think you're on. You know, Jacqueline, maybe we should take a look at her solar return because she's going to be there till April, where she is in Myrtle Beach. We want to take a look at that to see, kind of give her a little bit of an insight on that.
I didn't think about that. That's a couple months away, but let's take a look.
Yeah, I'm not mistaken in saying that your solar return comes on your birthday, right, or in your birth month.
No, it's on your birthday.
It's usually within
24
hours, either way, yeah. It's when the sun returns exactly where it was born, where you are sitting that day. Okay.
How cute is this?
Okay, she's laughing, I know that laugh.
It's beautiful.
Well, Mars is direct by that time, obviously. And it forms a beautiful trine to your sun from your third house of community, which is where your sun is going to lie in your solar return, to your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, marriage, and partnerships. Hey, guess what's coming for you? Because Chiron is sitting in your fifth house of romance and dating, and it's going to spark you up. It's close enough in conjunction for me, even though Jupiter is in your fourth house and Chiron is in your fifth, they're 6 degrees apart, and that's close enough for me. To make that a conjunction and give the power of it. So I really think something's up, okay, as far as your love life is concerned coming up for you here this next year. Number one, first thing I see in this chart. So
please let
totally
it look
agree.
Like Jason Momoa.
Get over your issues.
Saturn's going to be in Aquarius. And in your solar return chart, it's going to be in a perfect trine to your part of fortune, also in that seventh house. Now, because that part of fortune is in Gemini and so is Mars, I wouldn't be surprised if you meet someone that is either a twin or they're bilingual. Okay? But that's how I'm seeing it. I'm thinking that I would look for somebody that is outside the box, somebody that's very unique. Yeah. Because, you know, being an Aquarian, you like people that are very unique, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, just so long as they're off the chart like I am. So, but what do you mean by twin? I'm a single
twin.
Are you talking about the twin flame?
No,
biological
twin. I'm talking
about
this person could actually be a twin, yeah. Whether they're a twin with a female or another male, it doesn't matter. My feeling is, again, that twin energy is very strong. Now, I know it sounds crazy to you, but I have Gemini planets in my eighth house. And my husband of many years, although he's in heaven now, he was a twin. The gentleman I've been seeing now for a few years, he's also a twin because of all that Gemini energy. Okay? Isn't that weird? But it's true. but it's in your seventh. But it also can indicate a person that speaks more than one language. In other words, they might be culturally born different and come to the United States, or they just might be someone that does speak more than one language because of their occupation. Okay? So I'm just giving you the heads up on that.
Okay.
Just so that you can get a sign. But
okay, because I'm going to be honest. The only thing I've ever heard when the word twin is mentioned is either, you know, twin siblings that are born, like, you know, together, or the twin flame that you hear so much about and read so much about and supposed to be the other
now,
half of your soul.
This is not necessarily that signature. This is not necessarily that signature that I'm seeing. I'm seeing a plan on the solar return, meeting the person within a year. I'm not seeing it as a twin flame energy so much so. But I am thinking that, again, this person's probably going to be a pretty darn good communicator. That's what I'm thinking, okay? So I'm not necessarily seeing it as a twin flame, so to speak. And like I said, there's a lot of different views on the twin flame, the soulmate, all that stuff. Jack and I both like to look at the charts individually. We want to look at not just the connection, but the nuances of that connection when we look at compatibilities, okay? So just know that this person is going to probably be very interesting and very easy to talk to, okay? And appreciate
and
your independence, which is what you need.
<I'm sorry>.
Okay?
Okay. I really want
to go to the next caller, so.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Many blessings to you, dear one, okay?
Well, yeah, you guys have a great holiday. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. God
Take
bless.
Care.
All right. Bye. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you've had this experience, Jacqueline, but a lot of people, when they meet someone and they're totally infatuated, they think automatically it's their soulmate, you know? And then I look at the chart, right? I know you've experienced the same thing. We're saying, well, obviously there's obviously a charge going on here. I get it. Okay.
There, you know, it always does. You see the charge every single time. I think it's funny how it just, you know, they'll come to you with this birth information and you'll go and see exactly what the deal is between the two of them.
Right. And you know what? It's funny. Because it's so amazing that we can see it in those charts, you know? And it's so much fun, too. I say, oh, well, I can see what happens, what's going on here. But it's good because it's all useful information, because every relationship is part of our experience. And what we learn from it and what we teach with it is part of our history. And out of every relationship we're in, we learn something. And we teach something, whether we realize it initially or not.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
I agree with you.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
There you go, 561. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Stacy, 1216.
Oh, Stacy, you sound a little distant.
I guess I'm out of breath. I was kind of unstaying my stairs.
Okay.
So, now, which Stacy are you?
West Palm, 1216.
1216. Okay, give me a second. Got it.
So what would you like to know tonight from us?
What's coming up? I have a birthday on Friday, so I want to know what the good universe has for me this year. I'm hitting that 5-0.
Okay.
Thankful that I'm not a day over 22.
There you go. I agree there. Oh, wow. Interesting. What are you doing for a living?
Well, I'm trying to find a job, but I'm in the healthcare industry.
Is that where you want to be?
But I just want something that I can be my own little entrepreneur and dibble and dabble. I like the farming.
There you go. There you go.
You know,
all righty. Okay. Now I'm going to give you some meat for that, okay?
Okay.
Because this year really is a good year for you to really look at a home-based business. I'm not saying that the work that you do in the medical industry, you can't continue during this period of time. But I must say to you, this chart sets you up ideally for that entrepreneurship. It says, use your imagination, use your creation, use that vision and knowledge that you have to look and see into really what can you make into this business in the future. I have to say this is the year where I think by putting in the effort, by using your creative levels and the knowledge, because in your fifth house is Saturn in Aquarius. So it's asking you to use all your knowledge and experience to open up to that creative level to see what the universe really would love for you to do. So in this, I think it has something to do with international, because your Mars is going to be in your ninth house. And I think the work, it can be done internationally as a result of that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I would look into something that it has multiple modalities, maybe something that you could do via the internet or something like this. I would be open to all possibilities and be using my creative levels to really put this into order, because I think this is a year where you can make a business. What do you think,
okay,
after that?
I so agree about the international flavor. And the internet, I think, is probably the key, especially if she's going to be working from home. But when I looked at her transits for tonight, when she's asking the question, I saw a couple of other things. Honey, you are so creative, aren't you? Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Off the charts.
And tonight, Neptune's sitting right on your part of fortune in Pisces. With trines, your Scorpio planets, you're very psychic in your own right. Okay, and right now I think your instincts are going to guide you in an amazing way as you move towards your birthday, and I like that. And I so agree with Jacqueline, the Capricorn planets are going to be moving through your sixth house. You would either want to get involved with a company where you can do a franchise or create your own, but again, you're going to want it to be legit. In other words, you're going to want to be an S-Corp or an LLC. You're going to want to create it into something that has a foundational essence to it where you can become known by whatever it is you're doing, okay? And
okay,
your integrity needs to be your calling card at this time. And I like that for you, very much so. And I think that you can do something that somebody else does in your own way, in a different way, that sets you apart. And it's like cream. You're going to rise to the top. And your ability to communicate with people, even sight unseen, is really good. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
whether you do it on the internet or if you end up doing something local and also have a website that's international, you could do it either or both from what I'm seeing here.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
So keep that in mind that, you know, you can actually even have a storefront, and then you can go ahead and create the website, and you can go ahead and do it that way and become more international. But you're so creative, you're going to want to change it all the time. In other words, you're going to want to not do the same thing every darn day. You've been doing that for a long time. What
right.
this is going to do is going to diversify your personality. You've got so much Sag. And again, dealing with international items, things from other countries, other cultures. I could see you doing that, and I could see you even doing it in the retail market. And I'm just looking at your basic chart and some of the transits I'm seeing right now. But I think that would be really wonderful for you. And you do have a good business sense. You know, you were born with your moon in Taurus, where it's exalted. So you can be a great businesswoman. There's no doubt about that. You're going to know it's going to work. And when something doesn't work, you'll replace it with something else. In other words, you'll be able to hit the ground running, which is, I think, what you want to do, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Got it, girl. Okay. Well, you keep us posted, and let us know ideas and stuff. Next time you call in, let us look at what's going down, okay?
Certainly. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Yep. Same to you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you before then.
All right. Same to you, dear heart. God bless you.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Something else. Oof. A lot going on.
Oh, yeah. A lot there. This solar return is going to change her life. She's definitely going
right.
to make a transformation and change this next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're only 3 minutes to the end of the show. I don't think we really have enough to take one more on. What do you think?
I'm good.
You're good? Does that mean you're done, or does that mean we should go for it?
You want to go for it real quick, or do you want to – it would have to be a real quick, one quick question.
All right, let's go for it. This person's been on hold for 43 minutes, and I'm feeling compassion. Area code 901, you're on the air.
I am so glad you felt compassionate. How are you ladies doing?
Oh, I'm glad. All right, sweetheart.
Hi, baby.
What do you want to know?
Oh, okay. Other than how y'all doing, and I love y'all more, career. I'm currently career searching, you know, going in, putting in applications, and also starting next year, I am going to put my psychic medium gifts to use. As I told you all, I'm in a class. I'm only classes, and I'm doing. I'm sitting in the circle as well, and I'm learning so much. So I want to do
March is perfect for you. Late February, March is perfect for you. All the planets are direct. The planetary energy is going to be all over your Pisces stuff. Your clairvoyance is going to be through the roof. What it's going to do is you already have some beautiful trines right now, and they're going to be triple. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, but I think there's some benefits right now coming to you. Mercury and Venus are both going to start in about 2 weeks through your 10th house of your career. They're already trining your sixth house. So this is a time where I would pursue information, keep looking and searching, and I think you can find something soon.
Oh, great, great, great. When does my progressive moon in Pisces start? Because I am feeling so spiritual, more spiritual than usual.
Well, you've got both Neptune and Jupiter has just left the area, but you've got Neptune sitting right on your Mercury. So you're feeling more spiritual right now as it is.
Yeah.
See, your moon progressed into Pisces 5 months ago.
Oh, okay. I know what's coming up.
And
I didn't know when it already started.
And it's actually kissing Chiron, and it's kissing Chiron, the wounded healer. So you could actually be very, very good as far as people's health issues, emotionally, spiritually, even physically. This progressed chart. And the south node is also there, very close to the moon, and so is Chiron. So, and they're all in that ninth house of, again, metaphysics, okay? Drawing upon the greater universe with your gift. This is beautiful, honey. Beautiful trines to your Mercury that's progressing to Cancer. Yes. Go.
Okay. Well, that sounds like that's a go to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still working on my health.
Right on top of your Mars is retrograde, right on top of your progress Sun in Gemini right now. So know, again, that you can speak to anybody, anytime, any place, and create that connection. You just have to wait. Take that pregnant pause and step in, and you're perfect. Okay?
Okay. Well, I'm still working on my health issues, too. So, you know, healing my health issues.
Right. But I know it's a process, and know every day you're getting better. Your body wants to heal itself. Love your body. Okay?
Yes, I am. Yes, yes, yes. Well,
all
I
right,
see
girl.
The clock is 6 o'clock on the dot. So I love y'all more. Thank y'all for taking my call, and happy holidays. And I'm going to be wishing y'all some more happy holidays.
All right. Many happy holidays to you, sweetheart. God bless you, sweetheart.
Oh, and that was my son y'all talked to last Sunday, the 8880. That was my son.
Yeah, we remember that now. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my son. I was listening. Okay, I'm going to go. I'll keep on talking.
All right. We know. We love you. All right. Talk to you next week, sweetheart. Love you. Okay.
All right. Y'all have a great week. I love y'all more.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. We still have one more person on hold, so we let them know how they can find us if they need us in between.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we want to wish you a very, very happy excursion on into the holidays, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.